Chapter 11, Section 5.1, on Biology. Terms like evolution, coevolution, adaptation, red queen, competition, adaptive renewal systems, cell-based structures, ecosystem, flow and awareness might make you think I'm talking about some form of biological system. That's because I am. A business is a living thing, not some physical machine. The more classical view of the machine has advantages in management thinking, as it implies it's simple and can be managed just by pulling the right levers or adding the right algorithm. This works fine if you're in competition with others who think the same way, but don't assume everyone does. Biological systems are highly resilient to change in total. Individual members or species might be taken out by some disease or some catastrophic event, but the system of life itself adapts and evolves through mutations in the entire population or exaptation, reuse of components for another purpose. A classical machine has a far more limited scope of resilience, no matter how well designed or scenarios considered, and it does not evolve with its environment in the same manner. C.S. Holling distinguished between these two types of resilience as engineering versus ecological. Whereas engineering resilience is primarily about the efficiency of function, ecological resilience is focused on the existence of function. A fragile system is one with low engineering and ecological resilience. It has very limited constraints of physical operation and it cannot adapt or cope with change well. It breaks easily and ceases to function. A robust system is one with high engineering but low ecological resilience. It has a broader range of physical constraints that it can cope with, but again it cannot adapt to unexpected events. Many classical systems are designed to maintain the efficiency of function given a set of broad constraints or defined changes, for example loss of a single engine in an aircraft. A fluid system is one with low engineering resilience but high ecological resilience. Though elements of the system can be considered fragile, operating within limited constraints or occupying a niche, the system itself adapts rapidly to changing circumstances, i.e. the efficiency of function might decline rapidly due to a change, but the function continues to exist. Many biological ecosystems can be considered fluid, and the process of change is known as evolution, for example adaptation of a species to some new predator or environmental catastrophe. A resilient system is one with high engineering and ecological resilience. Not only is the system capable of coping with a wide variety of physical extremes, the entire system rapidly adapts to a changing environment in order to exist. Nature in its entirety can be considered resilient, and it has become so through the process of evolution. Nature consists of many biological ecosystems occupying niches, and any change in physical conditions enables one biological ecosystem to invade the space of another. The efficiency and survival of life is preserved bar the most catastrophic of shocks. This last point is critical. It is evolution through competition and a changing environment that has made nature itself resilient. Evolution is driven by competition and far from the gradual and peaceful concept that abounds in literature. It involves the entire annihilation of species and individual biological ecosystems in a violent orgy of death throughout history. Species have evolved mechanisms to survive this orgy of death. Your body builds muscle because of constant exercise, but burns that same muscle during starvation. It's all part of our body's energy management that has evolved to cope with change. Even death itself is a necessity to evolution and self-replication with constrained resources. However, a consequence of this orgy has been diversity, and whether it is diversity between or within species, this is a critical element of ecological resilience. Lack of diversity is often a major weakness of classical engineering systems through systemic failure. If you want to create a system that is capable of adapting to constant change, is resilient to the unknown and has the best shot at longevity as a whole, then nature is a past master at this. Learn from life itself.